الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إخواني في الله أهل السنة، درسنا لهذه الليلة هو تكملة لما بدأناه من شرح نواقض الإسلام. وكنا قد بدأنا في شرح الناقض الأول من نواقض الإسلام، وهو الشرك بالله تعالى، وهو أعظم النواقض وأخطرها. وسبق الحديث عن ذلك، ولكن تكملة لهذا نقول إن الشرك بالله تعالى أنواع. الشرك الأكبر أنواع، أولها شرك الدعاء. قال الله عز وجل: فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما جاءهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. وقال عز وجل: ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيما صح عنه: الدعاء هو العبادة. وروي في حديث فيه ضعف: الدعاء مخ العبادة. النوع الثاني من أنواع الشرك الأكبر شرك النية والإرادة والقصد، وهو أن يأتي بأصل العبادة رياء أو لأجل الدنيا ليست لله عز وجل. قال الله سبحانه: من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون. نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون. نعم، أولئك ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار، وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. النوع الثالث شرك الطاعة، وهو أن يتخذ له مشرعا سوى الله تعالى، أو يتخذ شريكا في التشريع. قال الله: اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. أربابا من دون الله. النوع الرابع شرك المحبة، وهو اتخاذ الأنداد من الخلق يحبونهم كحب الله. قال الله عز وجل: ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. والمحبة أنواع. النوع الأول محبة الله، والنوع الثاني محبة ما يحبه الله، والنوع الثالث المحبة مع الله. وهذه هي: ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله. فالواجب على العبد أن يخلص العبادة لله، وأن يحذر من الشرك غاية الحذر بأنواعه. الشرك الأكبر وهو الناقض نواقض الإسلام، ويحذر من الشرك الأصغر لأنه وسيلة إلى الشرك الأكبر وذريعة إلى الشرك الأكبر، وهو قد سمي شركا. قد سمي شرك ولهذا يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر، وفسره بالرياء، لأنه يقع كثيرا من الناس. ولهذا قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله عن شرك النيات والإرادات: وهذا هو البحر الذي لا ساحل له، وقل من ينجو منه، وقل من ينجو منه، نعوذ بالله من الشرك. لأن العبادات من صلاة وصيام ومن طلب العلم ومن إمامة ونحو، كلها عبادات يجب أن تكون خالصة لله تعالى، ولا يكون الهدف منها الوظيفة فقط أو الراتب أو المكافأة، بل يبتغي بهذه العبادة وجه الله عز وجل ويخلص العبادة لله سبحانه. إذن هذا هو الناقض الأول من نواقض الإسلام، وهو الشرك بالله عز وجل، وهو أعظم النواقض. فيجب أن نعرف التوحيد وندرسه جيدا، ونحذر من الشرك غاية الحذر، ونحذر منه أبناءنا وإخواننا، وندرسه، نعرف أنواع التوحيد، ونعرف أنواع الشرك. عرفت الشر لا للشر لكن لتوقيه، ومن لا يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه. وحذيفة ابن اليمان يقول: كان الناس يسألون عن الخير، وكنت أسأل عن الشر مخافة أن أقع فيه. ويقول عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: إنما تنقض عرى الإسلام عروة عروة، إذا نشأ في الإسلام من لا يعرف الجاهلية، من لا يعرف هذه أنواع الشرك، ومتى يكون شرك أكبر ومتى يكون أصغر. فعندما يعرف هذه الأنواع يسلم من الوقوع فيها، ويعرف مواضعه. ثم بعد ذلك ندخل ونلج في الناقض الثاني من نواقض الإسلام، وهو من جعل بينه وبين الله وسائط يدعوهم ويسألهم ويتوكل عليهم، كفر إجماعا. وهذا النوع من الناقض الأول، يعني من الشرك، وهو الذي يجعل بينه وبين الله وسائط. ولكن الشيخ رحمه الله أفرده وجعله نوعا مستقلا لكثرة وقوعه، لأن هذا يقع ممن يدعون الإسلام، وهو كثير عند القبوريين، يتقربون إلى الولي ليشفع لهم عند الله، أو يوصل حوائجهم إلى الله بزعمهم، وهذا اتخاذ الوسائل من دون الله عز وجل، يذبح لهم وينذر لهم ويستغيث بهم، ويقول هذا ليس بشرك، إنما هو توسط وطلب واسطة وشفاعة توصلني إلى الله. هذا رجل صالح له مكانة عند الله، فأنا أتقرب إلى الله من أجل أن يقربني إلى الله، هذه حجته، يتوسط به من أجل أن يقربه إلى الله تعالى، وهذه هي حجة المشركين الأولين، نفس حجة المشركين الأولين الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واستحل دماءهم وأموالهم وسبى نساءهم، هذه حجتهم. قال الله سبحانه: والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. فالله تعالى كذبهم ثم كفرهم، وقال عز وجل: ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. إذن سماها الله تعالى فعلهم هذا عبادة، وسماه الله تعالى شركا وكفرا مع أنهم يسمونه تشفعا. إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار، وهو واقع كثير من المسلمين ممن يدعون الإسلام وما يفعلونه مع القبور الآن، يتخذونها وسائط بينهم وبين الله، ويقولون هذا ليس بشرك، الشرك عبادة الأصنام، وهؤلاء ما يعبدون أصناما. ويقال لهم: يا سبحان الله، عبادة الأصنام نوع من أنواع الشرك. الشرك هو عبادة غير الله، سواء كان صنما أو شجرا أو حجرا أو وليا، هذا هو الشرك. وليس الشرك هو عبادة الأصنام فقط، ليس الشرك هو عبادة الأصنام فقط. ولهذا يقول الله عز وجل: قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات والأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له والله عز وجل لم يجعل بينه وبين خلقه وسائط، ونفى عن هؤلاء الوسائط كل أشكال الملك والتصرف، بل نفى عنهم حتى مجرد الشفاعة كما في هذه الآية: لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك يعني من نصيب وما له منهم من ظهير أي من معين ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له. وكفار قريش أقروا بتوحيد الربوبية، ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض لا يقولون الله، لكن ما نفعهم ذلك لأنهم لم يقروا بتوحيد الألوهية، بل إن الله تعالى كفرهم: إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية فاتخاذ الوسائط من نواقض الإسلام، فمن فعل ذلك أو اعتقد جوازه فقد كفر وأشرك شركا مخرجا من الملة. وهذا كما ذكرنا لكم، هذا النوع وقع فيه الكثير من الناس الذين يدعون الإسلام وقد سموه بغير اسمه، فقالوا التوسطا واستشفاعا بأولياء الله الذين لهم قدر رفيع عند الله، فتبذل لهم الكرامات ولهم ما يشاءون من المطالب العاليات إلى غير ذلك من الأعذار الشيطانية التي هي من غرور الشيطان ووساوسه. وأكثر من يقع من هذا أهل الجهل البسيط والمركب، فإن شياطين الإنس والجن أقنعوهم بأن الأولياء والصالحين يقدرون على تفريج الكروبات وكشف المهمات وإغاثة اللهفات، ولا تكون قضاء الحاجات إلا بواسطتهم. وإذا أنكر عليهم أهل التوحيد اعتبروهم خصوما وأعداء لهم، وأنهم لا يحبون الصالحين وأولياء الله تعالى المقربين، ولجوا في الجدل وقالوا إنا لا نعتقد في الأولياء خلقا للمخلوقات ولا إيجادا لهم، إنما نتوسل بهم إلى الله ليرفعوا حاجاتنا إليه، وربما أوغلوا في الجدل ونحو ذلك. وهذا الكلام الباطل الذي هو من نواقض الإسلام، فالله تعالى أمرنا أن ندعوه مباشرة، وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. وقال سبحانه: أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. ويقول سبحانه: وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه. ويقول سبحانه: فادعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لو كره الكافرون. وهذا الناقض هو ما اتخذ بينه وبين الله وسائط يقع فيه الصوفية والقبورية في كل مكان، في كل مكان يقعون في ذلك، ويقدمون على الأضرحة الذبائح والنذور، ويتوجهون إلى المقبورين طلبا للشفاعة. وهذا هو الشرك والكفر بعينه، نعوذ بالله من ذلك. فالذي نوصي به أنفسنا وإخواننا أن نتعلم التوحيد وأن ندرس هذه النواقض، فكثير في كثير من بلدان الإسلام وغيره يوجد من أهل من بعض من يدعون الإسلام يتقربون إلى هؤلاء المقبورين ويسألونهم ويتوسلون بهم إلى الله ويقدمون لهم القرابين والذبائح والنذور، ونعوذ بالله من ذلك. فإن الشرك محبط للعمل، محبط للعمل، ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون. لو صلى في اليوم والليلة وحج كل عام وصام الدهر وهو يدعو غير الله ويدعو هؤلاء المقبورين لا تنفعه تلك العبادة. والله سبحانه يقول: إن الذين تدعون من دون الله عباد أمثالكم. ويقول عز وجل: إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم. ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير. فهؤلاء أموات مثلك مخلوق، كيف تدعوه من دون الله؟ كيف تتوسل به وتتوسط به؟ والله تعالى أمرك بأن تدعوه مباشرة بدون واسطة، فادعوا الله. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاه. فمن اتخذ بينه وبين الله وسائط يدعوهم ويسألهم من دون الله فقد وقع في الشرك، وقع في الشرك الأكبر والعياذ بالله. فالواجب على العبد أن يخلص العبادة لله وأن يلجأ إلى الله وأن يعلم أن الأمور كلها بيد الله، الضر والنفع والحياة والموت والخير والشر كلها بيد الله، لله الأمر من قبله ومن بعد ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. وهذا الناقض هو نفس ما وقع فيه كفار قريش، فهم كانوا يعبدون الأصنام والأشجار والأحجار ويقولون نحن نعتقد أنهم لا يخلقون ولا يرزقون ولكن نتوسط بهم عند الله، فكفرهم الله تعالى وكفرهم رسوله وسبى نساءهم وغنم أموالهم إلى غير ذلك. نسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجنبنا وإياكم الشرك بأنواعه، وأن يجنبنا نواقض الإسلام، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ، ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعلها في ميزان حسناتك. جزاكم الله خير يا فضيلة الشيخ.
آمين، جزاكم الله خير.
إن شاء الله يوم الجمعة القادمة إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيك.
إن شاء الله نلتقي بإذن الله على خير.
إن شاء الله، حياك الله فضيلة الشيخ.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سوري شيخ، شيخ عبد الله النجمي حفظه الله. He began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the peace and salutations of Allah upon Muhammad and his companions and his followers. And he mentioned يعني that tonight we continue, or the lesson of tonight is يعني a continuation of the previous lesson in the previous week, and that which we have started last week, which is the explanation of the nullifiers of Islam by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. May Allah have mercy on him. And the Sheikh says, we have begun last week the explanation of the first nullifier of Islam, which is shirk, associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sheikh says, and we have mentioned that this is from the greatest of or the greatest nullifier of Islam. Shirk is the greatest nullifier of Islam, and it's the most dangerous of all of them. And the Sheikh says the explanation had preceded يعني regarding shirk. So we've already explained the يعني that which is in regards to shirk and how it nullifies Islam. And as a يعني completion of the first one, or the completion as a completion for the first nullifier of Islam, the Sheikh says we say that shirk, associating partners with Allah, it is يعني from the it is from the greatest of the nullifiers of Islam, and it has types. Shirk has types. The first one is associated partners with Allah while supplicating, in supplication, when you're making du'a, when a person performs du'a and he supplicates someone with Allah, or he supplicates to someone other than Allah. The Sheikh says, he mentions the verse from the book of Allah, when Allah is يعني is speaking about the people who they were in the sea and they were in danger, and they started يعني supplicating to Allah sincerely when they were in times of danger, and when Allah saved them, they started associating partners with him. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يعني the meaning of which, and whosoever calls upon anyone other than Allah, or whosoever calls upon any other God beside Allah, which he has no proof of, then his rewarding lies with Allah. His rewarding lies with Allah. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sheikh mentions that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the supplication is worship. Supplication is worship. And in another narration, which the Sheikh says, يعني is a weak narration, that the supplication is the core of worship. Supplication is the core of worship. But this hadith, the Sheikh says, is weak. The second type of shirk is shirkun niyyah. يعني the shirk of the intention of the person. Shirk of niyyah is the shirk to do with the intention of the person. And the Sheikh says, the example of this is that when someone, he performs an act of worship, but he does not intend this type of worship sincerely for Allah. So he's doing it يعني for show off, and he's doing it for worldly gains, يعني for wealth, and all the يعني anything to do with the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever wants the world and its يعني adornment, then we will give them from that. We will give them from that, and we will not decrease them from it. And يعني at the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those people will, or their fate will be the hellfire. Their fate will be the hellfire. The third type of shirk, the Shaykh says, is shirk al-ta'ah. The third type is shirk al-ta'ah, and this is shirk to do with يعني the obedience, or يعني the shirk to do with the commandments of Allah. And this is, the Shaykh says, is you take up a person or يعني someone beside Allah, and you follow his legislation. You follow the legislation of someone beside Allah. So you take someone to legislate for you other than Allah. When a man takes a person to legislate for him other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran regarding يعني the people of the book. He said, they have taken their priest as legislators, يعني beside Allah. Number four, the Shaykh says, the fourth type is shirk al-mahabba. The shirk, يعني in regards to يعني loving, or to, in regards to love. And the Shaykh says, this one is when you love someone the same way you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is when you love someone the same way you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and from the people, there are those who take يعني others other than Allah as partners with him, and they love them as they love Allah. And the believers are يعني more, they love Allah the most, or they love Allah more, and the believers love Allah more. So the Shaykh said, and love has types. Love has types. The first one is to love Allah. The second one is to love that which Allah loves. So the first one is to love Allah. The second type is to love that which Allah loves. And the third one is to love someone with Allah, يعني or beside Allah. And the Shaykh says, and this one is the shirk. And this one is the shirk. And this is the one that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a verse. And from the people are those who take beside Allah people who they love, يعني as partners with Allah. And they love them as they love Allah. So the obligation upon the slave, the Shaykh says, he continues, he says, the obligation upon the slave is that he is sincere in his worship to Allah. The person, he worships Allah with sincerity. And he also, he's also aware of the shirk, and he stays away from shirk and all of its types. The Shaykh said, this is يعني, the major shirk and the minor shirk. The shirk, which is major shirk, one which takes the one outside the fold of Islam, and also the minor shirk, which is يعني a way or a method that leads to major shirk. Minor shirk, it is not something that takes the person out of the fold of Islam, but it leads to major shirk, which does. And also the minor shirk, the Shaykh says, يعني nonetheless, it has been labeled as shirk. Even the minor shirk, even though it does not take the person out of the fold of Islam, but it is still called shirk. So that shows the danger of it. And also the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a narration, that which I fear for you the most is minor shirk. That which I fear for you the most is minor shirk. And he explained this, the example of this he gave is the showing off, riya. And the Shaykh says, and this happens a lot, the minor shirk, happens a lot. The Shaykh said, in regards to the shirk of the intention, the Shaykh says, or any all these types of shirk, the Shaykh says, it happens a lot. And for that reason, Ibn al-Qayyim said, يعني regarding the shirk, shirk al-niyya, regarding the shirk to do with the intention, Ibn al-Qayyim says, this is the sea that has no shore, and only a few people are saved from it. This is the sea that has no shore, and only a few people are safe from it. The Shaykh says, we ask or we seek refuge in Allah from the shirk and its types. And the Shaykh continues and he says, the worship should be completely and sincerely for Allah. And the goal of the worship should not be يعني, for wealth or يعني, for anything in this dunya. All the worship should be sincerely for Allah and not for anything else in this dunya. So the person has to be sincere in his worship. Sheikh says this is the first nullifier of Islam, shirk. This is the first nullifier of Islam. And it is the greatest one out of all of them. So it is upon us to know Tawheed. We have to know what Tawheed is. And we have to study Tawheed. And we have to warn from shirk. We have to study Tawheed and we have to warn from shirk. يعني نعم, we have to warn from shirk, and also we warn from shirk. يعني we warn our children, our brothers, our friends, and so on. And we also have to know the types of shirk. We have to know the types of shirk. And a sheikh, he uses يعني a line of poetry, which means that I have studied the evil or have come to know the evil, not to fall into it. Yes, but قلش عرفت الشركة. So he said that the person, يعني, he seeks to know the evil, not to fall into it, but to avoid it. This is the meaning of the line of poetry. So he said, I have come to know the evil, not for the sake of knowing the evil, but to يعني, prevent myself from falling into it. And the one who does not know the evil will fall in it. This is the rest of the line of poetry. And whosoever does not know the evil will fall into it. The hadith of Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, Sheikh mentions, which he said, may Allah be pleased with him, the people used to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the goodness or the good things, and I used to ask him about the bad things. So يعني, they do not reach me or do not fall into it. This backs up the point that Sheikh mentioned previously. And also Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he says in an athar, he said that the symbols of Islam, the symbols of Islam will be يعني, negated one by one by the people if Islam has some people that did not know the Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. And the Shaykh explained this and he says that when the person does not know what shirk is, يعني Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, is referring to the people who did not يعني, know in the day of ignorance how the people used to يعني, fall into shirk. So those people who do not know what shirk is, they negate or they يعني, deny some of the symbols of Islam. Then the Sheikh says, يعني, we begin the second one. So we have completed the first one, the first nullifier of Islam, and we begin the second one. And the second one is the one who makes between him and Allah mediums, he supplicates to them and he asks of them and he relies on them. This person, he becomes a disbeliever. There's a consensus that he becomes a disbeliever. So he takes mediums, he takes people between him and Allah, he takes mediums between him and Allah, he supplicates to them, he asks of them, he relies and puts his trust in them. Then this person becomes a disbeliever as a way of consensus. The Sheikh said, this type or this nullifier of Islam is also or falls under the first one as well. This type falls under the first one, which is shirk. And the Sheikh he continues and says, and however, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, may Allah have mercy on him, he يعني, made this one a separate one. He made the second one a separate one because many of the people fall into it. And this is something that happens a lot. This is something that happens a lot. So that's why Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, he made it separately. يعني, he mentioned it in a separate nullifier. And he said there are many people who call upon يعني, the dead and also يعني, call upon the people of the grave so that they intercede for them يعني, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they ask the intercession of the people who passed away or in the graves to intercede for them يعني, with Allah. And they also they seek aid from them. They seek aid from those people. And they still say this is not shirk. So those people, they supplicate to other than Allah. They ask other than Allah. And they say this is not shirk. We are not worshipping them. The Sheikh says, those people, they say we are not worshipping them only because they are righteous people. They are pious people. They are awliya of Allah. And so we only seeking to be closer to Allah through them. We're only seeking to be closer to Allah through them. We are not worshipping them. The Shaykh is saying, Naam, we are merely asking intercession from them. Because this person is a righteous man and I seek closeness to Allah with his intercession. So he would intercede for me to Allah that I become or he accept my supplication and so on. And the Sheikh said, this is the claim of the polytheist in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the same claim as the claim that the polytheist in the time of the mushrikeen in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam also claimed. The ones who the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against them, and he took their wealth and took their women, yes, and also he made the shedding of their blood halal. Those polytheists at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also the Sheikh mentions the verse of Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who took awliya, beside Allah, those who took people beside Allah and they worship them, this is what the polytheists they took up people beside Allah and they said, we only want them to draw us closer to Allah, we only worship them to draw us for them to draw us closer to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of the verse, he mentions that they have lied. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that they have disbelieved. Yes, so Allah mentions in the end of the verse that they have lied and they also have disbelieved. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, and they worship other than Allah that which does not benefit them nor harm them. And they worship beside Allah that which does not harm them nor benefit them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called their action here, which is the shirk, he called it a worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a worship, and at the same time he called it shirk, and he called it disbelief in this verse. Even though they say it's just intercession. They say it is not shirk, it's only an intercession. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that the act which they have fell into is disbelief and a shirk. The Sheikh says that this type or this nullifier is something which many of the Muslims fall into. Many of the Muslims fall into this type of or this nullifier of Islam. And you can see this by how they or the actions that they do or the things they do around the graveyards. And from supplication to them, worshiping them and things like that, and they still say this is not shirk. It's only or shirk is, represents just worshiping idols. If you worship idols, this is shirk. As for supplicating for the dead and that, this is not shirk. The Sheikh says, those people, they claim that only worshiping idols is shirk. As for supplicating to other than Allah, all of this is not shirk. And the Sheikh said they have forgotten that this is only one type. Worshiping the idols is only one type of shirk, and there are many types. So whosoever worships stones, trees, anything else like that, then this is also shirk, and it has many types. So the Sheikh says it is not merely or only worshipping idols and statues and so on. It is not only that. This is one type only. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse in the Quran, say, supplicate to those who you claim beside Allah they do not have that which is equal to an atom in the heavens and the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said those people that do not have no benefit, or they can't harm anyone, those people who you're supplicating to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that they have no ability and they cannot intercede except with the permission of Allah. Those people that you're calling upon, they cannot intercede for you except if Allah gives them the permission. And the Sheikh continues and he says, the Kuffar Quraysh, the polytheists of Quraysh in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have fulfilled they have believed in the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the category of Tawheed, the Tawheed of Lordship, which is that Allah is the creator, the provider, the sustainer, and so on. But they have and the Sheikh mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you were asked them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say Allah. Referring to the polytheists in the time of the Prophet, he said, and if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, then they would say Allah. However, the Sheikh said, They have disbelieved in the next or the second category of tawheed, which is the tawheed of worship. The tawheed of worship, so they worshipped idols beside Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although they have affirmed the first category of tawheed, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they have disbelieved. They have disbelieved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily those who have disbelieved from the people of the book and the polytheist, they are in hellfire. And until the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people are the worst of creation. Those people are the worst of the creation. So taking mediums beside between you and Allah is from the nullifiers of Islam. And whosoever does this or thinks it is permissible to do so, then he has disbelieved. So the Sheikh says, taking mediums between you and Allah is from the nullifiers of Islam. And whosoever does this or thinks it is permissible to do so, then he has disbelieved. The type of disbelief which takes you outside the fold of Islam. And this type, the Sheikh says, this type many of the people fell into. Taking mediums between them and Allah, many people fell into this and they have called it something else. They do not call it shirk. They have given it a new name or a different name. And they would claim that those people are righteous and يعني so and so from the excuses. And the Sheikh says those excuses which are whispered by the shaitan. And this type of shirk happens mainly in the people who are ignorant. In the people who are ignorant. يعني the Sheikh says جهل بسيط and جهل مركب. Two types of ignorance. The one who's ignorant, he does not know he's ignorant. And the one who's ignorant and he knows he's ignorant. Yes, so it happens يعني, mainly in those two types of people. Mainly. So the one who denies the Tawheed, or rather, so those people who fall into this type of shirk, or they fall into this nullifier of Islam, the Sheikh says, when the people of Tawheed disapprove of that which they are doing, then they would take them as enemies. They would take the people of Tawheed, when they disapprove of their actions, as their enemies, and they would also claim that the people of Tawheed do not, or they hate the awliya, they hate those righteous people, or they are against those righteous people. And also they argue with them and dispute with the people of Tawheed, and they say to them, and they make the claim that we do not say that those righteous people, they create like Allah, or they provide, or they sustain, and things like that, but we only want the intercession from Allah. Yani through them we seek the intercession from Allah. And the Sheikh says this statement is batil, this statement is falsehood, it is invalid, and rather this action that they have fell into is from the nullifiers of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah commanded us to call upon him directly without any intermediate or mediums. So directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He commanded us with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if my slaves ask you about me, then I am near. I answer the supplication of the one who supplicates. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, and who answers this person who is in hardship? Who's the one that answers this person in hardship when he supplicates? And also when another verse, when the hardship befalls the person, he supplicate to Allah sincerely. And then after, when Allah removes this hardship, he associates partners with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse also, so supplicate to Allah sincerely, or call upon Allah with sincerity in the religion. So this nullifier, the second type, or the second nullifier of Islam, the Sheikh says, the Sufis and the people who worship the graves fall into this. The people of Sufiya and the people of worshipping graves fall into this. In everywhere in the land. And also what they do, some of them, they sacrifice near the graves. They sacrifice for those dead people near the graves. And also, the Sheikh says, this is disbelief. This is disbelief, clearly. This is what disbelief is. And the Sheikh says, what we advise each other with, and we is that we learn what Tawheed is. We study what Tawheed means, and we study things which nullify the Tawheed, things which contradict the Tawheed. And in many of the lands of the Muslims, this happens. This nullifier takes place in many of the lands of the Muslims. And those people, they sacrifice to other than Allah. They sacrifice to the people of the graves and so on. The Sheikh says, we seek refuge in Allah from all these actions. And also shirk invalidates all actions. Or shirk nullifies all the actions of the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they have fallen into shirk, and if they have fallen into shirk, then all of their actions would have been nullified. Allah says this in the Quran. And if they have fallen into shirk, or if they have associated partners with Allah, then all of their actions would have been nullified. So the Sheikh says, if the person goes to Hajj, if he fasts, if he prays, if he does all of the actions in Islam, but he falls into shirk, all of his actions are nullified. All of his actions are not accepted if he falls into shirk. So all the worship that he, all the good deeds that he carried out would not benefit him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse, those who you call upon beside Allah are created just like you, or are slaves just like you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse regarding those who, يعني, the people supplicate to, that if when you supplicate to them, they do not hear your supplication. Yes, and even if they heard, they would not be able to reply to you. And in the day of judgment, they would disbelief in your shirk. They would reject or disbelief in your shirk that you were calling upon them beside Allah. So the Sheikh said, how could you call upon someone who is created? How can you supplicate to or call upon someone who is created himself? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meanwhile, has commanded you to direct your supplication and call upon him directly without any intermediate. Allah asked you or commanded you to supplicate to him and ask of him, call upon him directly without any intermediate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again the same verse, and if my slaves ask about me or ask regarding me, then I am near. I answer the supplication of those who supplicate. So the person who takes intermediate between him and Allah, the person who takes an intermediate between him and Allah, then this person has fallen into major shirk. The person who takes an intermediate between him and Allah, then this person has fallen into major shirk. So it's upon the slave to have sincerity in the worship of Allah. And when he calls upon Allah, he has to do it sincerely and directly. And Allah, and he has to know, the person, the slave has to know that everything is in the hands of Allah. The good is in the hands of Allah. The evil is in the hands of Allah. The life, the death, everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do, and not those people. Those people cannot benefit you nor harm you, the ones you are calling upon. So whatsoever Allah wishes will happen, and whatsoever Allah does not wish to happen, then it will not happen. So the person has to believe this. And also, this type or this nullifier of Islam has happened in the time of the polytheists of Quraysh, the time of the Kuffar Quraysh, the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they have fallen into this. They took intermediate between them and Allah, and they said, we only want them to draw us closer to Allah through them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has called them, or he has labeled them as disbelievers. And also the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about those people, they are disbelievers. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fought them, and he took their women, and he made the shedding of their blood halal, and he took their wealth, those people. So we ask Allah with his beautiful names and lofty attributes that he prevent us from falling into shirk in all of its types, whether major or minor, and all of the types of shirk. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. Now, also just to point out that this lesson is a weekly lesson. So it's every week, inshallah, every Friday at 6 o'clock. Every Friday at 6 o'clock.